As a public service, NPR and this public radio station have made available a few minutes each day for statements provided by the major party presidential candidates. Today, to conclude our series, we hear from Democratic Party candidate Bill Clinton.
I want to build a bridge to the 21st century where our families are stronger because they're safer and more secure. That's why we've worked so hard these last 4 years to crack down on crime with a comprehensive program: more police, tougher punishment, smarter prevention. We passed a tough crime bill that's putting 100,000 police on our streets. We passed the Brady Bill, which has already stopped 60,000 felons, fugitives, and stalkers from buying guns. Now we're extending that law to stop those who commit domestic violence from buying guns. We banned deadly assault weapons. Now we're working to ban cop killer bullets. We passed three strikes and you're out to keep career criminals off the streets for the rest of their lives. We passed the Violence Against Women Act, and already 60,000 women have called our toll-free hotline. We're making our schools safe, drug-free, and gun-free. We're using our anti-racketeering laws to target violent teen gangs and using the resources of the FBI to break up those gangs. I appointed an American hero, four-star general Barry McCaffrey, as our drug czar, with a strategy targeted at our young people. We've expanded the death penalty to drug kingpins, increased Border Patrol agents by 40%. Our approach is working. We now have the lowest overall crime rate in a decade. There are more drug felons in federal prison than ever before, and regular drug use is down 13%. But we must do more. We all have a role to play, demanding more responsibility from our young people and teaching them right from wrong. We must finish putting those 100,000 police on our streets. We must all work with our community police to fight crime. We're encouraging communities to impose curfews and school uniforms and enforce truancy laws because we know they reduce crime. We're taking driver's licenses away from those who drink and drive. And while we know that 90% of our children are taking responsibility and staying away from drugs, we have to find the other 10% before it's too late. That's why we're working with states to ask young people to take a drug test before receiving a driver's license. Now, my opponent has a different approach. He voted to stop the 100,000 new police, voted against the Brady Bill, voted to cut the Safe and Drug-Free School Bill in half, even said he'd repeal the assault weapons ban. That's no way to protect our families. My comprehensive anti-crime program will keep us on the right track, keep crime going down, block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood, all across America.
President Bill Clinton. This concludes our two-week series of alternating statements by the major party presidential candidates.